T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got action tonight, Heat and Panthers, some good ones. The NFL, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the new kickoff rule, Crowder?
Yes.
This is going to dramatically change kickoffs.
It's going to dramatically change kickoffs. There's going to be a lot more returns because of the fact that these guys are going to kick back like punt team, and they're going to start picking guys off deep in the red zone. This is dangerous.
They're starting right there, though. They start on like the opponent's what, 40 or something like that? I don't know. I got to look at it.
They're 5 yards apart, and then the ball's kicked. They both take off running at the same time. But
do you see where they start, though? They're starting like 30 yards ahead of where the ball is kicked.
Both
so they're
teams,
5 yards apart on the opposing end of the field.
Both teams are on the receiving ends side of the field. So past the 50, you're on the receiving ends 40 as the kickoff team.
The only person who's not is the kicker.
Correct. The kicker kicks off from the 35 of his own side. The kicking team lines up at the 40-yard line, and the receiving team lines up at the 35-yard line. Nobody can move until the returners make contact with the ball in the receiving sector.
Or the ball
sector.
Drops in the
landing zone. The landing
zone.
Yeah, which is in the red zone, essentially.
It becomes a punt. Is what
it is. Well, no, because you're not gunning downfield, though. You're already there.
It's a punt with no gunners.
Right.
So when I heard about it today, I'm thinking about it. The guys on the right side are now going to run and pick off the guys on the left side that are running down. The guys on the left side are going to cross and pick off. I think this rule is dangerous. I swear.
And you can only have two people to return. There can only be two people to return. So you have to have, so I guess 9 on the line.
But yeah. Crowder, just to push back on the idea that this will be dangerous.
It's done for safety.
Right. I mean, there's a precedent here. It's not like this will be the first time it's being done. This is what the XFL implemented. And there must have been enough data over a span of X amount of games, X amount of returns, where the NFL agreed, hey, there's still opportunities for kickoff returns here while eliminating much more risk from the regular kickoff that we've been watching for years.
Well, I think it's because you can't build up a head of steam.
Right.
That's where I think the safety comes in, is that a defender or a kick returner, you really can't build up a head of steam. If the returner gets past everyone, he's clear to go because there's no one back there other than the kicker. And the defender or the kicking team, the most that they're running is 10 or 15 yards.
And the R1 is going to go and destroy the guy standing on R3 because R3 is running, staring at his guy in front of him. And it's going to be some blindside shot. These special team coordinators are smart. I'm looking at it. When I saw the rule this morning, I looked at it and I said, oh, yeah, I can get a return off this, and I don't even know what the hell's going on. I've never special team coordinated in my life.
And yesterday, they outlawed the hip drop tackle.
Oh, listen. You don't want me to cuss. Let's not talk about hip drop.
Well, we tried to figure out what that is. I don't know if you know. Oh. Neither of us have played football at any level, barely even Mattel electronic football.
What was the big boy on Little Giants that carried refrigerators around?
Never saw it.
You know, saw Little Giants?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. What is that? That's I think a little past my time. Like, I'm probably an adult, married, and no child at that point when that comes out. Like, what am I doing watching Little Giants? Who am I, Diddy?
He was Seymour.
Allegedly.
You better get a plane. You better get a plane.
Yeah, it was Rick Moranis, Seymour.
Yes, that was Seymour. Seymour was coaching against the guy off. I scored 4 touchdowns my senior year in 1 game.
You're talking about Spike though, right? Spike in the Little Giants.
Hawk, go. There was a time in Little Giants where there was this gigantic kid called Spike, and the other little kids grabbed his waist, and they were just dragging behind him, and Spike ran on in the end zone. If I grab Derrick Henry's waist and can't put my body weight on the ground, what do you want me to
do? What can you do? Tie up his legs? So
hold his waist like a little kid begging daddy not to go to work. No, I want to go fishing today, daddy. Like, I don't know how if Saquon Barkley's running down the hash and I'm coming at an angle and I grab him around the waist, what else am I supposed to do than let my body weight go?
So the hip drop is the defender dropping their own body weight in order to bring down the person that they're trying to tackle.
I grab you. I let my feet go. Now, when I was playing, it's 250 pounds now of dead weight.
Now you have to drag me or you're going down.
And now
you're using your body weight as an asset.
That's what it is. And it's really, you know what? It's like throwing an anchor on a boat. You have a boat going full tilt. You throw an anchor and it hits the ground. That boat's going to jam and spin around. Now, what do I do as a defender when Saquon or Derek or one of them dudes are running and I have to grab him around his waist because I have a bad angle? This is like the trajectory of, where to hit the quarterback. You had to hit him on the belly button and all. And you see guys still get penalties for hitting him in the legs and hitting him high and all that. I want to see how they make this one work, because we're all going to adjust because these guys want to make money. All they do is going to figure it out, but this one is going to get called a million times.
Well, that's what I was saying to Solana yesterday. Look, there has to be some sort of – obviously, they've done their research. I'm guessing they have looked at every single tackle, say, over the last 5 seasons, because you can't outlaw something if it's 70% of the defense. So a hip drop tackle has to be what? Maybe 5% of all tackles? Like, could they outlaw it if it wasn't? And there's got to be data on it. The way you're making it sound is that it's more than 5%. I'm just curious, because if it's more than 5%, that's going to get whistle after whistle after whistle for several years until people get it out of their heads. It the same thing with happened with leading with the head and roughing the quarterback, like you said, all that stuff. It took years to really make it so that you saw it and understood that that was a penalty immediately. I can't imagine the hip drop tackle is so commonplace that they're going to be whistling something every other tackle.
Half of tackles are a hip drop, but it's just the angle you're at. When a guy runs into you, how many times do you see a guy hit their shoulder into the running back's chest, pick him up, and drop him where he is? Because they're too damn strong and fast.
Right.
So they're running past you.
And they've got a head of steam.
They're running past you at 20 miles per hour. You grab them with your right arm. They're still moving. How do I get this man on the ground? I drop my weight down. He can't carry 250 pounds. He's going to fall. But if my hip hits his ankle... Now I've never practiced a hip drop tackle. It's almost just part of football.
Because that's a tackle. Like you don't even classify it. It's just, hey, when I see the guy with the ball, I got to get him down on the ground.
If I can hit him, square him up, hit him, perfect form tackle, near leg, near shoulder, yeah, let's do it. I'll tell you this, Hawk, a perfect form, near leg, near shoulder, perfect internet tackle, that happens 5 times.
Right.
Normal thing is, oh, damn, Adrian Peterson is running through the B gap and it's my gap. How the hell do I get this big ass dude on the ground? And you have to do by any means possible, any means necessary to make him fall down, get a knee or elbow on the ground so you don't get cussed out. This is one. This, you know how mad I was about the quarterback hit angle? This is the one. I'm more mad about this than any other rule they've implemented, because now defenders are grabbing guys' waist and they're going to be dragged into the end zone like Spike did on Little Giants.
The little cutesy NFL.
It's just, You know what else it is, Hawk? Now you got me going. It's for the offense again, because they want to see more points scored, more money, more sponsorships. Everybody wants a 60 to 55 game like y'all three on this board, and I don't like it.
And I'll say it, too. I think a lot of people are scared to say it. It's racist.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
White boys hip drop too.
Well, I will figure out just exactly how it is racist before,
you know,
6 o'clock.
I craziest thing in the world.
Go with me on this one. Why not?
I would. And I saw Zach Thomas at Islands of Adventure on Sunday afternoon.
You did?
Coincidentally, somebody ran up to me and was like, "Hey, crowd." I was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I get in picture mode and hold my arm out. So I just held my arm sideways like this. He's like, "No, I saw your boy Zach here." And about 5 minutes later, I see Zach walking. Zach is smaller than Solana. You don't think Zach hip drops some people to a Hall of Fame?
I'm guessing that's probably one of his better methodologies when it came to bringing down bigger guys who was everyone.
Zach hip dropped his way to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And now, what would Zach be? These little BDS linebackers we have nowadays, what are they going to be if they have to grab somebody's waist and try to corral them like a little kid doesn't want his dad to go fishing Saturday morning? But I'm telling you, this rule is about to get interesting.
You know what it is? It's reverse racism. I'll flesh it out.
Let's work with it. I'll ride with you. You know I'm going to ride with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.